Love Talk Radio.
Wasn't me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the debut of the North American Wrestling Connection. As we honor not only great American wrestling fans, but also the sexiest Canadian wrestling fans of all time.
Yay!
This is true. This is very true.
So let's go around the table. We have a full house tonight, but you can still call in 1-646-716-9678 and join in on the discussion. As let's meet our panelists. First of all, he's quite an interesting character. He likes scuba diving, and he likes porcelain elephants. Ladies and gentlemen, D2.
Yay! Hey, so since we have a full house, do I get to be Bob Saget?
No. You know who you are?
Talk shit, fuck. What?
You're DJ, and you'll like it.
I think he should be Uncle Jesse, because Uncle Jesse was sexy, and he has a really sexy voice.
No, because this guy is has gotten the dibs for Uncle Jesse. He is the cute guy of the place. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Canadian's old Lucas Pagliari.
Thank you. I'm not even sure how to respond to that.
And here is the Michelle of the group. Ladies and gentlemen, may I please introduce you to the most beautiful Canadian that I've ever laid eyes on, Trista Timpson.
I get to be an Olsen split. That means I get to go to rehab next week and, like, become severely addicted to cigarettes and not eat for the rest of my life.
No, you're the one that's not going into rehab.
While you're there, tell us how Jeff's doing.
And here is this show's very own Joey Gladstone, Tyler Brown.
Up. Cut it out. Come on, people. Cut it out.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to this show's Kimmy Gibbler, Nikki Heyman.
I now regret making the full house joke.
Like Lucas, I'm not sure how to respond to that, but I can't reach you, Mr. Seidelman, so I'll keep it to that.
Well, D2 is referring to a Bob Saget comedy special about a song called Danny Tanner's Not Gay. Now I shouldn't have mentioned that because now I immediately do regret making the Kimmy Gibbler joke. Damn it.
That ain't right. Greatest comedy special ever. Watch it if you can find it.
Nobody's going to start reenacting the Bob Saget aristocrat joke, are they? I'm hoping not.
And he did.
Okay, so this guy, a mother... No.
Shut up, Tyler. All right, let's get to work here, people.
Work? What's
and
that?
I called it the aristocrats.
Work. All right, I'll give you a choice of what we're going to start off with. Destination X or Jeff Hardy?
Destination
Hardy.
X.
Well, they're all train wrecks, though.
So. Yeah, you got it right. That's what they have all in common. Train wreck. Well, according to the predictions, all of it were train wrecks. Not one of us got 6 out of 10.
The super password is train wrecks.
Is that the secret word this week?
Yes.
And every time.
The secret. Hold on. The word of the day is train wreck. And anytime somebody says the secret word, you know what to do.
You scream real loud.
Real loud.
No, you get to roar like a dragon.
You're fired.
Mr.
Thank
Simon,
you.
What exactly did you drink before we started the show?
Coke Classic.
Figures.
There was something else in there. Can I have some?
Yes.
Take my shot of Jack.
All right, let's start with the biggest train wreck of the week, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Hardy. In this week's special You Fucked Up Award, it goes to Jeff Hardy. He's had a big, big opportunity handed his way for Money in the Bank, presumably even winning, and he pissed it all away. He's now serving a 60-day wellness policy suspension because he got caught with stuff.
Now, have we figured out if this was Coke or booze?
My money's on painkillers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too.
Because, well, they said when he entered rehab, he was entering for alcoholism. And there's some weird loophole in the wellness policy that says that you can be suspended for that.
And why hasn't JBL been suspended already?
Because he's an asshole.
He's sober.
He's too busy drinking that Mama Juana energy drink.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Oh, yeah.
Trista, do you have anything to say about the Jeff Hardy suspension?
Well, I just don't like how people are saying how he messed up with it, because, like, I have a family member that's also an alcoholic, so I know how hard it is to overcome addiction, and, you know, like, his vice is right there, and he has a way harder schedule than any of us to deal with. So I just don't think it's fair that people are like, oh, he screwed up. I'm like, sure, it was weak that he gave in, but I don't think he messed it up. I just.
Well, he missed up on a big opportunity to actually be a...
Excuse me, I wasn't done. Okay, yes, for my opinion, I'm going to talk on this. This is something I hold close to my heart, and I want people to know. Okay?
Okay, that works. But let's be honest here, he really messed up on a big opportunity to be like a main event player. And now, from what I'm hearing from Observer and other sites, PW Torch, that when he comes back, he might even make it past Mick, or might not even get the IC title again.
You're cutting me off. You just asked for my opinion, and now you're cutting me off with it.
Let her finish.
Okay.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Go.
Because I'm just saying that, like, he didn't screw up. He has this problem before. He gave into it. He's realized he has a problem. He's going to rehab for it. That right there is a sign that he himself knew he had a problem, okay? Him going to rehab is a big step for him. He realized he had a problem. He's getting help for it. I'm not calling him an idiot for giving in. I'm applauding him for realizing he had an addiction and getting treated for it.
All right.
Done.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, D2.
Trista, sweetie, I love you. But has anyone seen the South Park movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where they've got the Canadian and Kyle's mom debating back and forth? The Canadian was going, "Can I finish? Please, can I finish?" I just pictured you with a flapping head doing that. I'm sorry, but I had to.
Thanks. Because it's not like I just, like, poured my heart out when I said that. That's cool.
That was aimed at D2, by the way.
Yeah, that was aimed at D2.
Yeah, that was me. But I love you. Now, go on.
I'm done.
I love you, so it makes it better.
Yes, as I was saying, what's going to happen is he probably won't even make it past mid-card status again. He will end up not even getting the IC title again. He will forever be frowned upon, according to the people, at least for, like, a year.
For guys that screw up that big, and I'm not dissing on him, Trista. Just, you know, I'm just saying that this is something that I'm not going to 100% put on Jeff Hardy. As Trista mentioned, he's on a very rough schedule, and he has a much more, I don't want to use the word destructive, but he does have a riskier style that has beaten him up pretty bad. He has said in interviews recently that he feels, you know, completely to hell. And he's had to do a lot more recently just to continue to shine and continue to, I won't say justify the push. Well, maybe I will. To justify his push. And is it confirmed that he's going in for alcoholism? Is that confirmed?
From what I've read, yes, they've confirmed that he said alcoholism.
Okay, because I had been going on the assumption for quite a while that it had been painkillers. So I will discard my assumption for the alcoholism.
Okay,
and
so it is confirmed it is alcoholism that caused the 60-day wellness?
They haven't confirmed that, but they've confirmed that he's going into rehab because he said alcoholism. They haven't confirmed anything for the wellness suspension.
Okay. All right. With that said, we have two big changes. Chris Jericho is the new Intercontinental Champion.
And probably the highlight of Raw Monday night, but we'll get to that.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
Get to that a little later on the show. And and that leaves another opening for Money in the Bank. All eight spots would have been filled, but now there's one more spot open.
Question. Can I go back on the Matt Hardy thing or the Jeff Hardy thing to put my input in it real quick?
Quickly.
Okay. Basically, what I was reading, you know, that yes, the suspension is 60 days. This is strike two of three. And another thing I was reading was Matt or Jeff's brother Matt was kind of like in a blog, kind of taking it easy. He wasn't really. He's like, oh well, Jeff's gonna make it. Jeff's gonna be fine. But you've got to realize, one more strike, and Jeff is gone from the company. You know, I was talking with some guys today, and his best option right now is TNA. I think that TNA would be stupid enough to take him in, because TNA's the type of company that's like, oh, look, ex-WWE, slam him in there. And
no, 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 no.
I'm worried.
I disagree.
No, no, they're not going to – I don't think he's going to ever go back to TNA again.
No,
no.
TNA won't.
Hardy no-showed. Didn't Hardy no – no show a couple of events?
He no showed a couple late 05 pay per views, and then after that, he wasn't on TV again.
Right.
Well, just basically, like I said, what worried me was the fact that Matt seems to be taking it easy. He doesn't seem to be real worried about it. But, I mean, this is a time when I think Jeff is really going to need the support of Matt. And I know Matt's on the road, Matt's with SmackDown, and the two are on separate schedules. But Matt really needs to be there for his brother, because, you know, they grew up together, they know each other really well, they know the struggles of each other's, you know, Jeff knows Matt's style, Matt knows Jeff's style, and so they know each other because, of course, they're brothers, and this is a time they really need each other, you know, despite the fact, okay, this is his second strike, Matt really needs to help his brother understand that he really needs to get off of this and help himself and, you know, try to do more positive things to get his mind off of the drugs and off of everything, because this is a time where these two need to, you know, be there for each other, because if this happens one more time, Hardy loses his job. You know, and like you all said, there may not be, and my mistake, that there may not be much of a chance of him going back to TNA.
No, I'll say this right now, there'll be no chance of him going back to TNA.
Right. Right, and that's what's kind of worrying me is, you know, the fact that, you know, Jeff Hardy's a great talent. No doubt. No one can doubt that. It's just the fact that his demons are getting to him, you know, and like I said, Matt needs to be there for his brother, and that's that.
Well, no offense to anything, Tyler, but I think that Matt is going to be there for him, because, like, you're saying how, like, he's all cool, and he's like, oh, you know, Jeff will be fine. He's probably saying that because he talks to Jeff, and he knows he's going to be fine. Like you said, everyone knows they are brothers.
Okay.
So, like, Matt will be there for him.
All right.
I don't think
and now
brush it off and be like, why do you keep cutting me off tonight?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. I thought you were done.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to get to another topic, which I was going to bring up before that went a little longer than expected. Chris Jericho now has the Intercontinental title. Does this actually bring credibility to the bell again?
No.
It's too late.
Too late.
Unless he starts defending it on a weekly basis.
Lucas?
Yeah, if he's defending it on TV on a weekly basis and, you know, allowing other guys to get over as well, then it'd be good. But do I see that happening? Probably not.
Tyler?
If it's not defended on a weekly basis, like more of the titles than the WWE should, it's worthless.
Okay. Let's move on then. Now let's talk about a TNA pay-per-view that just happened. Destination X, and I got the results of the predictions right here in my hot hand.
Gotta see. Actually, I know the answer, but I'm going to shut up now.
All right. As we see here, let's say, all right, there was a dark match beforehand. It was Roxy Laveau versus, I believe, Angelina Sky or Velvet Love, one of those two. But Roxy Laveau beat him.
Good.
And now let's go with the order of the way the pay-per-view went. The three-way tag. The people that got that right was me and Nikki, we were the only two that got it right by correctly predicting LAX. The Guns did not win.
Because they're still being punished.
Yeah.
Do you remember if I changed my mind, Trista, when we did the Sunday show between now and then? I know I flipped on a couple matches.
I did. I flipped between Rhino and James Storm. But I think I stuck with everything else. I went back and forth on that one.
Because yeah, we all realized Rhino's a fatty.
All right.
Fatty's not taking a bump.
And okay. Tyler has disconnected from us.
He'll be back.
He'll be back? Okay.
I was going to say, if I had predicted, I would have been dead wrong, because I would have said Machine Guns. But, of course, since I picked the Machine Guns, they were going to lose anyway. I jinxed them.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I know, I fail.
Next title match. Everybody but Sean got that wrong. Referee Sean was the only one to get that one right.
Oof. Everybody took Petey?
Technically, I picked Steiner. And in the long run, my prediction has yet to play out.
But
because the way this could have headed is now that Petey doesn't have the belt, we get this escape match, whoever wins that, boom, Steiner gets the belt.
Okay. Eric and Kaz versus the Monsters. Me and Sean got that one wrong. Everybody else got that one right.
Yay!
No, we all got it wrong because nobody saw Super Eric coming out.
I did. I said inner monster, even if it turned out to be a superhero.
Yeah, but then we misconstrued your inner monster for little Johnny.
Can I at least get a half a point for this?
No. Nikki, you get the full point.
Awesome.
DJ got the full point, Trista got the full point, and D2 got the full point, so did Lenny.
Okay.
I want a cookie.
I'll tell him.
After the show.
One of Jericho's hero cookies.
Okay, and for the knockout title, me, Nikki, and Trista picked that one right, along with DJ.
Boo.
Oh, and Sean picked that. No. D2, Sean and Lenny picked that one wrong. Boobs.
ODB was robbed. Although technically I was right because I did just say boobs, and Kong has boobs, so.
For the fish fight, me, Nikki, Trista, and referee Sean got that one right.
Yes.
And for the strap match, Nikki and Trista got that one wrong. The women got it wrong. Go men.
Darn it.
Who won that match? I
Rude.
Went to the bathroom. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Canada's pride.
No, we just ignore him. We don't admit he's from our country.
Canada's pride.
Okay, and for the Elevation X match, me and D2 said nobody wins, so we get half points for that one. But everybody else got it right. Rhino won.
Yay.
And for the main event, everybody got it wrong.
Oh, so very wrong.
Did
we all so deserve that?
It happens.
Everybody got it wrong. Sean got it wrong. Lenny got it wrong. DJ got it wrong. We all got it wrong.
Except me, because I didn't even pick.
You still lose.
Fail.
All right. Now, here are the results. D2, 2.5. Lenny.
Where does this half point come in?
For Elevation X.
I got ratings.
Lenny got 3. Trista, DJ, and Sean got 4.
Yay.
I got 4.5, which means Nikki, Patrick Wayne has something to say to you.
Thank you.
I demand a recount.
And you'll play the bonus game in just a minute.
Yeah.
Because one of these boxes is a dragon. And the other one is the Dragon Slayer. Sorry, Tic-Tac-Toe 90. You gotta love it. Anyways, what do you guys think of Eric's inner monster, Super Eric?
I completely expect him to come out in a dragon costume.
If he had done that, it would have been the first time I cheered for Eric in about 2 years. But
somewhere Gregory Helms is shaking his fist at the television.
I just saw him last night. I watched for some reason.
No.
I watched Impact. But
no, the only way Gregory Helms would shake his fist, you know who he would have to come out as?
Who?
Tsunami.
Dude, that's like the first good idea you've had in a while.
Oh,
that'd be a hell of a feud. You deserve the woo on that one. Everything else is overplayed.
And by the way, I want to get back to something. Oh, crap, I forgot to activate the chat.
This is where we get the epic fail play music right now.
Epic fail to Seidelman.
Everybody join in.
We're going to run into the ground in the next 10 minutes.
That's a lot of epic fail we got. We're having a bad show if we got to play it that many times in the first 20 minutes.
Are you nuts? WrestleCart Radio would play it 20 times in the first 2 minutes.
Hey, let's just think this isn't Blog Talk. It is Blog Talk Radio. This isn't WrestleCrap Radio.
No, WrestleCrap Radio thrives on it. You guys don't think are even allowed to play it there.
No, they play it.
Okay.
Bad Booking gave them the sound too.
I'd like a copy of this sound because I'm going to make it my fail sound on my computer.
Nikki, I'm sending it to you right now.
Awesome.
By the way, I just love Tic-Tac-Toe 90. That's why I put the dragon on here.
I'm going to have to send you a bunch of sound effects, Rob, because I've got a ton of assorted wrestling quotes, sound effects, including the kabong. What else do I have? Lord knows I've got close to a gig of freaking sound effects somewhere on my main drive.
Right. By the way, I remember D2. You said on the last show that you had a. What the hell was that?
Sounds like a soldier.
They just can't progress the game for the dome.
Okay.
Tornado for part of the dome.
Yeah.
Is that you with the sound effects in the background?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Can you kill it?
I'm just getting confused.
Not me, the doll.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Good game.
What the hell?
I mean, the doll.
Sorry, Liz. All right, what the hell's going on?
That is not me. But if you want evidence, here's what I might be guilty of. I don't know if this is going to come through. Come on. Play. I need a cleaner copy of that.
Okay, by the way, D2, you mentioned something about a Zach Gowen Shark Boy story. I know you told it on your show, but you said you were going to tell it on this show last week, but we had some screw-ups, and why don't you tell us the story?
All right. Let me get my story pants on.
And while
put the magazine down and get your hands out where we can see them.
I can't help it. It was a good issue. Cut Chad Kroger. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. You got your... If he doesn't have his pants on, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi. My name's Frost. You might not know me or my friends just yet, but trust me, you will get to know us, you will love us, you will want to have our children. We're bringing a new breed of internet radio station to you called The Crematory. We specialize in a variety of hard, dark, and driving music. We play metal. Industrial. Gothic. Techno trance. And more. Don't miss out. Look out for The Crematory on crematory-radio.listen2myradio.com. The Crematory. We launch March 27th, 2008. crematory-radio.listen2myradio.com. We thrash and we burn.
What an uplifting tune. Doesn't want to make you jump up and dance.
Yes.
Are you now dressed for the tale?
And by the way, I must mention that the I'm forced to mention this. The radio network launches March 27th. That's in 2 weeks.
Wow, this.
And I will be doing my first show, I think, March 30th as my radio show, Back from the Grave, where we play classic rock and metal.
Cool.
Have fun with that. I've also got a show March 30th, but that's another story for another plug.
More stories.
Yes,
okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is story time.
Couldn't find
ladies
my
and gentlemen,
hat.
Here is your storyteller, D2.
Couldn't find my pants, so I put on a hat. All right, so June 13th of last year, here in Indy, we had a local independent show from the AWA. It was one of those racing shows than wrestling. Because us people here in the Midwest love our racing and our wrestling.
Woo!
So they actually pulled in a few pretty good stars for the show. The Patriot, Buff Bagwell, Shark Boy, and everyone's favorite charity case, Zach Gowen. So I gave me a few autographs. I bought a Shark Boy mask. I love it. Then it's time for Zach Gowen. And on that note, hold on a second.
He's putting his pants on.
No, I think he's putting on his Shark Boy mask. Oh, he already said he got the hat on.
Oh, okay.
That's better. Okay. So, I get me a Shark Boy mask, all that fun stuff. Get some autographs, then it comes down to Zach Gowen. Now, I play a CCG, a card game called Raw Deal. It's based off WWE.
Zach.
Yeah, that's right.
The sounds are back. Tyler, is that you?
Let me see your name. Well, you told me your.
Are we getting bleed over from another show?
You did process it.
Yeah.
No. It was Tyler all this time.
It's really impolite.
Get the hook.
Or the gong.
Okay.
That too. No, there's a button for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it is,
yeah,
Tyler.
There's a button for that, Mr. Seidelman.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tyler. I hate to do this to you, but I got to mute you.
Yay!
Okay, sounds gone.
All right. So where was I? Oh, yeah. I play a card game called Raw Deal, which is, like, it's WWE-based. Wrestling moves, all that fun stuff. It's pretty fun.
I collect.
Hmm?
I collect.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Learn something every day.
And somewhere I've got a very evil, was it a Taz deck or a Benoit deck that's full of suplex cards?
That'd probably be your Taz deck.
It's got 20 suplexes in it. Fear me.
Yeah, that's definitely your Taz. I had a pretty good highlight one, but anyway, getting sidetracked here.
Sorry.
The last set that they released a card titled Not a Leg to Stand On. A card I had with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get Not a Leg to Stand On signed by Zach Gowen. So I walk up to him, talk to him for a second, and then I present him with what I'd like to have signed. He looks at it, looks at me, looks at it, looks at me again, and says, "You're kidding, right?" No, dude, I'm serious. Looks at it again, he's like, "I'm not signing this shit. Get some fucking respect." Throws the card back at me. All right, that's cool. And I walk off. Little did he know, I had a front row seat for later on for the wrestling show.
Uh-oh.
8 o'clock comes, showtime. It's a bunch of hicks, some kids, then there's me, my friend, and his girlfriend. The last three being the entire heel crowd.
Uh-oh.
Over the course of the night, we made three wrestlers break character and laugh like crazy. It was great. There was one, it was a chick match. The heel was playing to the crowd. This guy jumps up and says, "You suck." I look at him and go, "Dude, that's not a problem." The ring busts up laughing. So the night goes on. Three of us are being dicks. And then we get to a three-way dance. The AWA Junior Heavyweight Champion, Crazy K, versus Shark Boy versus Zach Gowen. Now, Gowen comes out first and plays to the crowd. He's a face. Shark Boy comes out and plays to the crowd. He's a face. Then Crazy K comes out and he plays to the crowd. He's a face. I see a problem here. Three-way dance with three faces. So with Sharky leaning on the ropes near us, I yell out to him, "Come on, man. You've got three faces in a match. Who's the heel?" He shrugs, and then I see a grin form through that mesh in his mask. He is now the heel.
Uh-oh.
I taught Shark Boy ring psychology. He plays up the heel perfectly. The three of them go for a lockup. He jumps back and lets the other two lock it up, just sits up on the corner. All that heel stuff. He does his whole biting gimmick on Crazy K when he has a Gowen in a headlock. At one point, K looks around like, "Who did it?" "The ref did it." Everyone starts laughing again. Then I decide it's time to start in on Zach. So him and K start circling each other. I go, "Yeah, go K. Give him a double leg takedown." I see Zach just sigh. Zach gets a little bit off and is like, "Yeah, go Zach. Get him a hurricane run." Zach's on the ground. "Yeah, lock him in a figure four." Shit. The crowd eating it up. The referee and Crazy K are laughing. Zach looks pissed as hell.
Can't say he didn't deserve it.
Hey, he was a dick to me. I'm the heel crowd. I've got to play it up. So finally, near the end of the match, I'm like, "Yeah, give him a super kick, Zach." He shifts his head to me, yells, "Fuck you," hauls off, knocks Crazy K as hard as he can right in the jaw. Stiffest punch I've seen in a while. I go, "Oh, shit, I think I pissed him off."
I think you started a riot.
Oh, trust me, it gets better.
Oh, no.
So they're getting to the finish of the match where Zach does his big one-legged moonsault. He has a Shark Boy set up in the corner. He gets ready to climb up on the turnbuckle, and then he looks down and sees that it's in the corner that the three of us are standing at. He looks at us right in the eye and says, "Fuck this," drags him to the other side of the ring and does the moonsault. It gets a false finish. Crazy K hits some sort of weird roll-up. He wins the match. As soon as the match is over, I saw this coming. I knew the security that was working there that night. I'm like, "Jay, you want to come over here for a second?" Zach rolls out of the ring, starts jumping his way towards me. I'm like, "Yeah, Jay, you want to hold hobbles here off for me?"
Oh, no.
They literally have to drag him to the back. I almost got my ass kicked by a one-legged man. I figured at that point, my sympathy started to play in because nobody wanted to talk to Buff Bagwell. I left the Judy Bagwell jokes alone. And not only that, but the way that the locker room, with air quotes, locker room was set up, it was out by a garage. So before the matches even started, I'm leaning up there watching races. One of the cars goes to the pits, and Zach's just standing there with his cane and his fake leg and his real leg, and he's just standing there like in the middle of this guy's way. He sees him coming, and you know in like cartoons when one of the characters is running away, they start flailing their arms as they run?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a man with one leg hopping, flailing his arms with a cane in his hand. Funniest thing I'd seen all night.
Awesome.
And that is my glorious story about the AWA and a cripple.
Wow. Again.
Greatest story known to man.
That's
awesome.
I really hope
he comes back to Indy at some point, because he will remember me.
He came to my hometown at one point. It was supposed to be Shelly was supposed to come in, and I'd already got my ticket for it then. Shelly didn't show up. Shelly got replaced with Gallons. I wasn't pleased. My buddy went, "What? You replaced Alex Shelly with Heather Mills for the show?"
Oh! Oh!
Heather Mills for the sex change is more like it.
Oh!
Play the fail sound.
No, I'm done. I'm after that joke.
I'm glad I don't have this much heat with anybody yet.
Oh, that's the thing I love about going to indie shows. Is like I will, myself and whatever crew I'm going with, we love playing that psychology of being the entire heel crowd.
That was like the show I went to here. I go to college a year ago. Some indie, Blood, Sweat, and Tears in Indie Fed in Ontario came up here. And basically we were the only three heel section in the crowd. We were chanting for Low-Key to show up at one point, causing the one guy whose name was Frankie to start going, "Who the hell's Low-Key?" Followed by, what was the other good one? We were chanting, "Let's go Jobber," to one guy, and the guy goes, "Who, me?" And we go, "Yeah, you," and he started laughing in the middle of the ring.
Oh, by the way, Zach Gallen left you a little love note, D2. Know what it says?
Probably something corny.
Rub me down with honey and spank me hard.
So that's what I was willing to say.
All right, now I'll play the fail sound. That was not funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
Woo! Woo! As I blow everyone's speakers.
Sorry, it was an old card that had something that I did with a Who's Line game that I play at home. I had a couple of friends over, and we just played Who's Line. That was a line from Who's Line.
Oh dear! Again, the only guys I've ever, the only time I've had heat like that was at an OVW show with a guy named Derek Nykirk, and two run-ins with Christian Cage, which in both cases these were probably not nice, and he didn't do anything to warrant it.
Well, and in one case, you know you have a problem when Eric Young is telling you to cut it out. I've got admonished by Eric Young of all people.
Out loud.
Back when he was doing the perfect, back when Team Canada was still all the rave.
Mm-hmm.
We were cheering for Team Canada. He's like, "Cut it out."
I was happy that he was willing to talk to me. The first time I ran into him, I believe this was actually it was before Bound for Glory. I was wishing him luck in his match. This was when he was fighting Zbyszko, and if he lost, he was losers fired.
Yeah,
and
I have that on DVD.
Okay, as do I. What's not on that DVD is the part from the Fan Fest when I talked to Eric Young and I said, "I'm sure we can find you work if something unfortunate happens with that match." He looks at me and he says, "Oh, and who would you be hiring for?"
And who would you be hiring for?
Myself. I didn't answer the question, but just the fact that he was actually willing to listen. Although I talked to Bisco into throwing the match when he said he'd rather be playing golf.
And by the way, you can catch Classic Sabisco or Spudhead on AWA Championship Wrestling on ESPN Classic.
Except if you live in Canada.
Or have crappy cable and don't have ESPN Classic.
I have crappy cable.
Although I do have WWE 24/7, that's all that matters.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I've got WrestleMania 8, okay? That's all that matters to me. I was there, damn it.
You were there at WrestleMania 8?
Yes. That was right here in Indy, baby. Very first pay-per-view ever went to. Had like 8-row seats. It was amazing. I was like 6.
And by the way, you saw one of the best game show hosts of all time.
Really? McIntyre didn't have a game show.
Oh, man.
No.
Also,
Break home.
Alive.
I was going to say, Wink Martindale was at that show?
I'm over Richard
Wink
Dawson.
Martindale, I think Wink Martindale would have made a great guest appearance at WrestleMania 1. No, it would have to be WrestleMania 3.
Okay.
Just so we can make the actual tic-tac-toe dragon reference.
You have this obsession with tic-tac-toe and dragons tonight. Jesus, man.
No, he's just a game show freak.
I used to be a game show freak.
You used to be a game show freak?
Then I changed the channel.
No.
I still have nothing says excitement like getting up on a Friday morning to watch old episodes of Let's Make a Deal and people winning paint.
Ooh, paint.
Or Chevy Vegas.
Hey, don't mock the Vega. It's home. It's the sister car of my old-time favorite, the Ford Pinto.
You know, with winning paint, something tells me that Jeff's parents were on that show one time.
Oh, man.
That led to his later paint fetish. Before he left us the first time.
No, you probably want a big paint roller as a zonk. And he took the paint roller. Instead of the consolation prize.
So, yeah, I've got nothing.
I always remember, like, game sick. One of the highlights is, like, staying home from school is, like, being able to watch The Price is Right.
There you go.
Yeah, I miss The Price is Right.
Price is Right's still on the air, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. I know what D2's saying.
Is Bob hosting it? No.
No.
No, it's not.
Not on the air.
It doesn't count.
What's wrong with Drew Carey?
It doesn't count.
Okay, it's the new Price is Right.
No, that's Doug Davidson's show. He'll sue you for copyright infringement.
Finally! Somebody else knows what I'm talking about when I mentioned the new Price is Right. Yeah!
Thank you. It's like when John Cena lost the belt over the summer. It doesn't count. He lost it to Edge. He lost it to Rob Van Dam. It doesn't count. It was a 3-year continuous title run.
RVD's title reign counted, especially in the Hammerstein Ballroom. We saved a few hundred lives that night.
I really would have liked to see what would have happened if Cena went over.
I would have had a war story to tell you. I would have had a war story because we were looking for the exits. Because where I was on the floor under the balcony where the WWE guys sat the first year. And we were in the last row on the floor, so we had a clear shot. There was an exit off to my right.
As soon as we see that riot sign, we scout exits.
halfway through the title match, we were scouting exits. We weren't sure they were going to let Rob have it.
But that's like the best pre-match to any match I've ever seen.
Huh?
With the fan interaction. That's the best opening to a match I've ever seen.
Yeah, they threw the shirt back.
They threw the hat back once, too.
Yeah, and then the big fat black guy just wiping his ass with it and throwing it back at him.
Comedy gold.
And the chants were amazing. You will never see energy like that anywhere.
Because they're never going to go to Hammerstein again.
Yeah.
Because after what they did, after how much they crapped on the show they had there that the night that CM Punk debuted.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they worshipped him like a hero and then booed Batista and the Big Show out of the building.
I don't blame them.
I don't either.
And then you had Heyman Security go over Dreamer and, who was it, Sandman?
Yeah, that'll go over well.
No, I thought that one was a Test and Knox over Dreamer and Sandman.
Oh, you're right. Test Knox.
Either way, it would have gone over very well, I'm sure.
Yeah, either way. Oh, yeah, it was
something
great.
About lead balloons and farts in churches.
Unless you're one of those Pentecostal churches where they encourage that kind of thing.
Yeah, it would go over like eating a hamburger at a PETA convention.
You know what? You just booked my next heel crowd trip. Going to a PETA convention with a big, fat steak.
You know what, Lucas? I mean, you know what, D2? I'm joining
you. You cannot ever fail that. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. I'd film that. I'll bring the camera.
All right, it's time for a North American Wrestling Connection road trip.
Oh dear.
Let's go up to Canada.
Nah, I'd rather not.
I still have a passport to put together.
Well, I'm coming down to the States hopefully in about a month's time to watch Alex Shelley.
Yay, Oogle. Watch.
Oogling Alex Shelley is legal as long as I can stand next to you and oogle Chris Sabin.
Hey, Trish, are you still there, sweetie?
I'm still here.
Okay. Just checking.
I got an idea, Lucas.
Yes?
Get an extra ticket, kidnap Trista, and you can take her down.
I've been trying to convince her to come down. The plan is apparently they're going to do Age of the Fall versus Machine Guns. So there's going to be dual kidnappings going on, I'm sure.
Where do I sign?
Let me get the van.
Okay, one of you guys gets Shelly.
I do.
Damn it!
Raven's mine.
But I have my custom shirt.
Oh yeah, that's right. I got a custom Alex Shelley shirt.
Yes, I got the custom Alex Shelley shirt. The highlight of my year.
Alex Shelley doesn't need a posse.
I would really rather be with a girl than a guy that has a custom made Alex Shelley shirt.
I thought you wanted Tyler Black.
I want him too.
All right, who would you rather have the most, Tyler Black or Alex Shelley?
I'm not allowed to pick between them. I cannot.
She's not allowed to answer that on the air.
Yeah.
She'll answer it in the archive. More people listen.
It's actually really funny because, like, between the three of us, like, we're all May babies, and there's, like, 7 days between, like, our three birthdays. Like, mine and Alex Shelley and, like, Tyler Black. I know this because I stalk them on MySpace.
At least she's admitting it.
Sure. It's the first step to... You know what? Fuck it, I butchered that.
Okay. So,
cares.
Nikki gets cares. Chris Sabin.
That one listening.
All mine.
And Lucas and Trista will fight over Alex Shelley.
I win.
Tyler Black makes his escape.
I'm stuck with Jimmy Jacobs.
That's not a bad consolation prize.
This is true. As long as it's not Lacey going, Jimmy, who the hell is this kid?
No, wait, no. That gets worse for me. You know who that leaves me with?
Who?
That leaves me with Necro.
Trade ya.
Yeah.
I get Necro in his Kucinich for President shirt? Joy.
All right, Necro's all yours. I'll take Jimmy Jacobs and we'll throw streamers. And we'll go start Jimmy Ray at a TNA house show and we'll throw toilet paper at him.
I don't understand why there is not any toilet paper being thrown at Jimmy Rave, especially now.
I know, it would be great.
They were told to stop doing that in Ring of Honor because I think the story was like they were throwing toilet paper at him and then they ended up hitting the chandelier at the top of the ceiling And then the chandelier ended up breaking, and a bunch of wrestlers got glass in their back that night.
Yeah, I actually have seen the show. A buddy of mine has it here in your face. Yeah, there's people. Ray was bleeding from the back. I think he was facing Davey. It was Davey's second match. Davey was bleeding. Oh, it was a fun time.
That proves they're hardcore.
Wow.
Take a chandelier to the back.
Yeah, it was the last show before.
I think we have a new gimmick. You know who needs to come in for the Rock and Rave Infection now?
Next Prince up. Nana?
No. However, I would love to see a renewal of the Embassy in TNA or Ring of Honor.
What do you know about Shrimp Cocktail?
Just keep it away from Senshi's ice cream, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I got an idea.
It. New Embassy in TNA. Prince Nana, the Guns, Consequences Creed.
He's still around.
He's coming. They had a promo for him on the this week's Impact. He's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back on, I think it's Lockdown he's coming back. It was actually a really good video package.
Yeah, it is.
I watched this week's Impact. Didn't see that.
I did. That was right at the end of the show.
Yeah, it was a blink and you miss it type of deal.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through half of it. So.
Mm. It's probably on the TNA side, I'm sure.
And by the way, Consequence Creed has been wrestling TNA house show, so if you go to a TNA house show for the next month, you'll probably see him.
Which I'm thinking about maybe doing on the 20th.
Where are they going to be?
Evansville.
That's 5 hours for me. That's just out of my range.
Evansville. This coming 20th or next month?
Yeah, this 20th.
Ah, nice.
I've been to Evansville once.
Yeah, I've been twice to shop. You heard me, shop.
Well, actually, you'd like the road story that goes with this one, day two.
I'm very interested. Does it involve one of my fathers?
Alas, no. Although he might have been working at the gas station I stopped at.
Yay! Wait, what?
Sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Russo. No, he's probably trying to find workers for CD Warehouse.
Ooh.
Yes.
So I believe we had a road story.
Yes, we did. I had to drive this part of the trip by myself. I had originally arranged with somebody, and she was supposed to help me pay for a rental car. We were going to do Evansville, Indiana, and Champaign, Illinois. Split the cost, split the driving. I get a call. Well, actually, I couldn't get a hold of her most of the week before, and then on Friday she tells me, I'll meet you there. No problem. So I'm driving, and I am definitely in BFE. I don't even know what state I'm in at this point, and I'm low on gas. There's an exit sign with no number, and just off of there I can see two signs that says phone and gas with arrows. So I pull off and follow the road around to the Possum Junction General Store.
I'm pretty sure that's Southern Indy.
I wonder if Red Green's there.
Oh, what a reference!
Oh, wow. I even got that one. I pull in. The gas pumps are older than I am. I have to go inside to pay for the gas before I pump it. And when I walked in the door, there was only about four or five people in there, but everybody gave me the, you don't look like you're from around these parts.
Party mile.
So I decided I'd...
How much would it be Jeffrey resides there?
So $20 on pump one. I went outside, pumped my gas, took a pic of the placard over the door, and took off. I finally get to the arena. It's a WWE, it's a Raw house show. No sign of the gal or her friend. And security has us 200 yards away from where the wrestlers are pulling in. So no recruiting for me. At least it was a decent house show. But all said and done, I never saw her the entire weekend. I was out $200 for the rental. She kept my ticket for the Champagne show and didn't even tell me what time the show started.
So I was late for the show, and then she wouldn't come out and give me my ticket. So I had to buy a ticket to get inside.
Did you beat her ass?
I couldn't find her, and she left halfway through the show.
This stupid country.
Which is why she left halfway through the show. She wouldn't beat her ass.
So, the consolation I got was that after the show was over, it was Halloween day, I walk out, I'm heading to my car, and I run into 7 guys in costume. They're all wearing wrestler costumes. We all got pictures together, including a picture of a guy dressed as The Undertaker with his little paw around my throat during the whole Undertaker Heidenreich storyline. Let's wrap on that, Mr. Seidelman.
My arm. Oh, sorry. Where is it? Sorry, wrong sound. Sorry, I clicked the wrong sound. I have the. This goes a kickoff laugh track, and right underneath it was loser.
Not a problem. I figured we were going. We're in archive now, aren't we?
No, we're still live.
Wow, my apologies.
Yeah.
We still have 4 minutes worth of show.
This is thrilling theater.
My sincerest apologies. So, if I may shill, then in that case,
shill.
NikkiHeyman.com is updated now with the Nikki Heyman glossary. NikkiHeyman.com/Heymanisms. Check out what I mean when I say when I landed. Know what the school of hyperbole is. Find out what the eagle wing pose means and what exactly qualifies you as a doofus.
I could respond to that, but I'm not gonna.
And it's also sponsored by Coat. Don't suspect by Coat G Stag Dogs. Drinking that bun.
Any other shills?
Where's my epic fail sound at? Damn it.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Yeah, this has been a real train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yay!
I said the secret word!
Roar.
Roar? There he is.
No, hold on. Let me play it louder. Crap. Hold on. Dragon 200%.
And if you thought Lucas Pancari blew out your speakers, wait until you hear that.
All right. Well, since we're in Shilltown and we've got 2 minutes left, March the 30th, Sunday, March 30th, the biggest Sunday of the month, WrestleMania. Right?
Yay.
WrestleMania. Everyone loves WrestleMania.
I love
blogtalkradio.com/DTA radio. Special 5 o'clock start time for DTA Radio. Myself, the beautiful Trista, Agador Spartacus, and possibly a couple other fun surprise guests. One hour pre-show going down to WrestleMania. Fun. Won't be a train wreck. Guarantee it.
Yeah!
So there goes 2 speakers.
Okay, I'll turn it down.
And since I'm in such a shilling mood, kpwwrestling.proboard61.com, greatest eFed in the world. Off season ends the end of this month. First show of next month. It's going to be amazing, and I don't have the belt anymore, so it'll be great.
Is that better?
No, it's still horrible.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's just make a quick prediction. Who wins, John Cena and Randy Orton, or the entire Raw roster?
The B-card rule. Cena and Orton win.
Yeah.
You're going to make a bet on that?
What are the odds?
I can't stop laughing at that match.
Odds overcomes.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
Godzilla.
Hey guys, I can imagine the creative meeting right now. It's like, hey guys, I got an idea. One of the last draws before WrestleMania. Let's squash the entire card. Great idea.
Wonderbar.
You're getting a raise.
Yay.
Was that a pretty decent Vince impersonation?
Actually, wouldn't it better than mine?
Sound like you had to poo.
It won't
you
come
when you're right.
Yeah. Done with the show. Goodbye, everybody. And we're in the archives.
We're still going. Ah! For those of you who've kept on with this show, a gold star to you, kind people.
This just keeps on rolling.
Is this the part where we pass out the cookies?
Yes.
I have shrimp cocktail.
Screw that. I want pie.
I want Loki's ice cream.
Hey, would you like to know why I would like pie?
Please explain. Last time I was on, you wanted pie.
No.
Today,
he had a magazine in his hand. Hey,
today is pie day.
This is true.
Oh!
A guy told me that in class today.
3.14159273614454. Yay!
6. Damn! You failed. And, no, I didn't even find out about Pie Day because of pie itself. I went into a bakery. They were giving out free mini pies. I was happy. I got blueberry.
You know what is the best type of pie?
You really want me to answer that?
We're in the archive. I think we can get away with it.
Not fur pie, you ding-dong.
Well, there was this one chick I knew in high school, right?
Oh.
She had the best blueberry pie I've ever had.
Oh!
Yeah.
Rich and creamy and juicy. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
See, you thought he was going to go one way, but he went the other way. It was a swerve.
That's why he's the son of Vince Russo.
Swerve!
And it was done masterfully, which is why little Papa Paul came in the other side. Oh, I hurt.
It must have been the real Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman must have screwed Vince Russo's sister.
I'm going to... What can be thought cannot be unthought.
Well, Nikki, you get a reward. You get about the quarter off of John Morrison's abs.
Ooh.
Jealous.
That reminds me.
Uh-oh.
No. Before we had that idiot on the show last week.
Wait, the poo-poo.
Yeah, him.
Yeah,
there was we got off on a Street Fighter tangent.
Yes.
Where was I for this?
Rolling around in poo-poo a Street Fighter.
Take it away.
Everyone sounds like you're doing Matt McConaughey out of Dazed and Confused right now.
What I love about these high school girls, man.
I get older, they stay the same age. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They do.
Greatest Brian cutaway ever on Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I really, actually, I like 25-year-old girls. You know why? Because there's 20 of them.
Oh.
I like my women the way I like my wine, aged 5 years.
Hold on, I'm going to do an airplane reference here. Cream? No thanks, I like my coffee black, like my men.
How can you do an airplane reference?
You cannot fail an airplane reference.
Surely you people can't be serious.
Unfail that reference right now. Unfail.
I'm quite serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Yes.
Okay.
Airplane radio theater.
Although
okay, I won't fail the reference.
I
apparently went on around the horn. Great.
Okay, you guys want to do that next week?
Around the horn?
Yeah.
Let's do it when it's WrestleMania.
Next week is WrestleMania.
No.
You
got 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got 2 more weeks.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you want to do the WrestleMania Spectacular and Around the Horn at the same time? 2 hour show?
Yay!
Ooh.
Book it. 2 hour show. March 28th.
Better than next week because I'm looking at a house I'm possibly renting for next year, so.
Ooh.
Let's see. What does my schedule look like? Okay, my Fridays are open. It's just if we did anything on Saturday, the 22nd's completely booked.
Yeah, I'm booked the 22nd, too. I'm going to have some people over for a poker game.
Mark your calendars, D2, Luke, Trista. The 22nd is International Goof-Off Day.
Oh, I'm so having sex all day.
I wish I had somebody to have sex with all day. And that's why I'm still a virgin.
I'm sorry.
And I'm back.
Can we point and laugh at the virgin?
No, it's not nice to laugh at virgins. They don't understand.
Yes, Trista?
Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
And this is why we love you, sweetie.
That was great.
You're missing some high-quality excitement going on at my place right now.
Put the magazine down.
I think you should check your Facebook, Lucas.
I did check. I got an email. La, 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 la. I'm writing on your wall during the show. No, right now, these two girls who I think one of them met once just walked into my dorm and have gone in to use my facilities. It's quite entertaining.
Everyone's sleeping in my house. I'm the only one awake right now.
Fun! Alright, let's see what's going on my MySpace.
Hey, Trista, just so you know, I think we made a killing on the ROH pick'ems tonight.
Did we?
Heck yes!
Yes!
We got everything right except the Nigel four-way match, and I only put 1 point on that.
Oh, good job, Lucas. I would totally give you a gold star if I had one right now.
Oh, who do I have on here right now? Phillip, who used to be who was a winner on Price is Right. He won a car on the spelling bee.
My brain hurts.
With Bob Barker.
Okay.
Yay!
Not with Doug Davidson? Damn!
Although he would have been he wouldn't have been eligible for the Doug Davidson version. You really liked Doug Davidson as a host, didn't you?
The only reason I popped for Doug Davidson is I've had to watch the YNR for almost 12 years back home.
I'm sorry.
And by the way, everybody's favorite gender confuser is on MySpace, Tony.
RuPaul?
Great RuPaul reference.
Thank you. We were talking about RuPaul the other day at school, and the girls I'm hanging out with were all like, I'm so jealous of his legs and how small his waist is.
And yet that means how small. Moving on.
He's gorgeous. I'm so jealous of him. I wish I could be in that good of a shape if I was 6'7". Anyway.
We all been checking our MySpaces for stuff?
I actually just turned my computer off like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, let's go to the Street Fight. As we get off track, we were going to do a Street Fight. Talk about the Street Fighter stable. We had, who did we have as Vega?
I don't remember because that idiot really messed up my brain. Although, right now, I'll put in a vote for John Morrison.
I'll put in lots of votes for John Morrison.
I would make a joke right now about John Morrison doing something to me, but I won't. And I can't do an epic fail sound because everything is gone from my switchboard.
I was showing my friend at school, she doesn't even like wrestling, but I was showing her the dirt sheets and she thought they were the funniest thing. And now anytime we like talk to each other, we're always like,
oh, I should play something from the dirt sheet right now for you guys.
Is it
the Joey?
Iron Sheik talks about making humble and breaking back and fucking ass.
No.
No, 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 no. He's talking about Miz and Morrison being goofballs.
and then fucking ass.
No.
Like Humble, old country style. But
I wouldn't watch. I wouldn't watch it.
But I get it back to.
No, here. No, the. Wait a minute.
John Morrison and the Miz.
Hello, I'm John Morrison. Get the quarter off my ass.
Yay.
Get out of your chicken magnet. Try it.
Oh, this one's classic. This is John Morrison impersonating CM Punk. Confessions of Punk.
Oh, God.
This is so good.
My mom dressed me like a girl till I was 8. Until this day, I still pee sitting down. I watched Mrs. Doubtfire. I cried at the end, and the other kids laughed at me. Confession. 6 months ago, I got lucky for the first time. But long word, intimate. The girl pretended I was John Morrison. Can you really blame her? I can't.
Classic.
Wow. Wow.
Amazing. That is some sort of brilliance that I am unaware of.
What?
Don't mind me, I'm just rambling over here.
Woohoo. So, getting back to the topic.
Episode 5 is up on YouTube.
We had a topic.
Street Fighter, apparently.
Right, okay.
Oh, that reminds me, speaking of sidetracked.
God.
When you brought up that Rock and Raven Fetchin thing, I had a great idea.
Skytrack?
No, better. Bring in like the next member of the Rock and Raven Fetchin. They've got no one to play the drums. Put Necro in there and have him act like Animal.
Oh my God!
Yes!
Then they'll go on still have a Star Search cutaway, and then they'll have Ed McMahon going, "Oh, did you see the drummer? Looks like he's having Tourette's." Robot Chicken reference, by the way.
No. I would take that if just for the part when while Slash Hoyt and Rave are playing their guitars, Necro chases Christy Hemme away, and I'd like to see how well he does. Oh man!
Oh, that'd be delirious playing the drums.
Brilliant. Drumming off cue.
Okay, let's get back to Street Fighter now.
Yank.
Okay. Now, who would you have as Balrog?
Me.
Oh. Okay, who would you have, it could be any wrestler right now, any wrestler out there currently, who would you have as Balrog?
My answer to that was going to be Bobby Lashley, if you'll let me.
Okay.
Mainly because, a bit of trivia, the four bosses in Street Fighter II were renamed from their Japanese names because of a possible legal issue. Boxer was supposed to be M. Bison because he was a parody of Mike Tyson. Vega, our acrobatic Spaniard, was actually Balrog because he was supposed to be this monstrous character. And our head honcho was actually Vega, named after one of the brightest stars in the sky.
And Sagat was, of course, Sagat.
Yes, that didn't change.
Was in the game?
Huh?
What?
The names from Japanese to English were changed because they were worried about a possible legal issue if they left M. Bison. Yeah. He has the outtakes somewhere. The other reason I put in Bobby Lashley is the first time I ever saw him and heard him on the microphone, he sure sounded like Tyson. He actually had the lisp.
but not the taste for human flesh.
No, and he didn't threaten anybody's children.
That's scrupulous. Okay.
Yeah.
I can say a big word too.
All right. So, would everybody concur? Let's have Lashley as Balrog.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
D2?
Cookie.
Trista? Sure.
I don't know what we're talking about. I don't remember the Street Fighter characters.
Okay.
What
now, who would you have as Vega?
I will continue to contend John Morrison. Not only for the long, lean look, but his gymnastics background would be great for the acrobatics needed for the character.
Perfect. Anybody else?
Sorry, I'm eating cheese. I got distracted.
Something tells me this topic is not getting over.
Hold on, looking at people. Hold on. I'm re-educating myself on Wiki with the characters.
Ah. What am I doing?
See, great minds, Canadian minds think alike.
While you two are looking that up, I'm gonna throw in another story real quick. I got stuck coming back from the Cleveland SmackDown, and the hotel I stayed at had an original Street Fighter II machine in the lobby.
What?
So I got to pound on that for a little bit. I just wish the controller worked a little better.
You just wish Super Street Fighter II Turbo was there.
Just so I could kick Akuma's butt again? Sure. Absolutely.
By the way, August 1995, Game Pro Magazine, Nikki Haman is there.
Oh my God, you actually have the magazine. I was the first person in Florida to meet, fight, and beat Akuma. Not in one fight. Not in one quarter, though. And I won the Game Pro contest when they asked, how do you find this man? And you actually have the magazine, Mr. Seidelman.
No, I don't. I remember you told me the story a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, you failed then.
Oh.
However, you know, I'm going to look that up. August 1995 Game Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look it up. Do you still have your magazine?
I don't. If I do, I have no idea where it is.
I'm going to look that up on eBay right now. Just think, you get to see 24-year-old Nikki Haman.
No, my picture's not in there. Thank God. But it was just the fact, at the time I was working for a video game store, and somebody came in and told us that a Super Turbo machine was spotted at the one of the largest McDonald's in the world, which is in Tourist Hell, better known as the southwest side of Orlando. We got a bunch of people together. We went to this arcade, and we all took turns trying to beat the game and trying to figure out all the new moves. First time I got up there, I went through 3 matches, and I got kicked off. Second time I got into the boss rounds, I got to Spain, and Vega kicked me off. Third time, no continues, I actually get to Bison. We start on the screen, I'm playing Blanca, Blanca's standing there, Bison's standing there, there's no music. I'm like, did I break the machine? I see something just zip past Blanca, stand in front of Bison. Screen goes white, and I hear somebody getting their ass kicked. And I thought, my God, I'm dead. But when the screen comes back up, Bison is down. My character is still standing there. And there's a dark-skinned gent with flaming red hair and a dark gray gi on. And we all freaked out, including myself. I had the offense of Mikey Whipwreck for the first round. I could not touch him. I was so scared. They let me stay on and continue until I beat him. And that took another couple of dollars. But I beat him.
And I was the first person among that group and probably the first person in Orlando to do it.
Yay.
Yay.
So GamePro Magazine, if anybody could find that issue, August 1995.
Not only will you find the answer to how you find Akuma, but you might find out a dark secret about Nikki Hayman. Besides the fact that
Nikki's a
video,
dude. Damn it, I knew it.
Shut up! Don't give it away!
Damn it.
So I looked up the guy's pictures here on the greatest website known to modern man, Wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come up with a few observations, just basically looking at them. I'm probably going to
push. They're all
tiny? Hmm?
They're all tiny and look goofy?
Thanks, Tips. I was going to say here, I'm going to probably mispronounce it. Zangief or whatever? Reminds me of
Zangief.
Gary. Thank you. Reminds me of Gary Albright.
Gary Albright?
Yeah, well, basically just because I have Fire Pro and it looks similar to what Gary Albright looks like in my Fire Pro.
Okay.
DJ has a passing resemblance to me of Elijah Burke.
Yeah, that would actually be a pretty good call. I just don't think he could do the accent. He could do DJ's accent.
No, it would have to be a mix of Elijah Burke and Kofi Kingston.
Right. We'd have to have Kofi dub Elijah Burke's voice.
You know, and for Cammy, we would have, Katie Lee.
True, because I don't think Velvet Sky or Angelina Love can even fake a British accent.
She can fake a lot of things, though.
And who would we have Gail Kim for Chun-Li?
Even though Chun-Li doesn't even look Chinese, but yeah, that's about where we're at. All
right. Me personally, for Balrog, I would have Burke if he muscled up a little bit more. But looking at everybody who's out there right now,
mm-hmm.
there's not a big African American guy that I know of. So I would have to agree with Nikki and go Bobby Lashley. For Vega, athletic, skinny guy. Who is a little tall, I would have definitely picked AJ Styles.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I would go with Rico.
Really?
Hey, he already did the gay gimmick once.
Ooh, quite well.
And I think Vega is homosexual.
I never went there with the character, although admittedly, that started because if you lost to Vega, sometimes you would hear the Chun-Li laugh instead of his, for lack of a better term, battle cry. In fact, the Street Fighter machine I was pounding on when I lost to Vega, I heard ha 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 ha, but I didn't hear yatta. I actually heard the Chun-Li laugh, and I was like, oh, no.
And for Sagat?
That's the one I had the most problems with.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do.
Now, I came up with two answers, and neither one of them fully cover what we're looking for here.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Morgan is too young, but he's about the right height. And the other choice I have, and this is only because of something, because of the fact I went to WrestleMania 23, is Vito.
Yay, WrestleMania 23.
The pre-show lumberjack match, when everybody came out, Vito was dressed in kickboxer regalia instead of a dress.
Mm-hmm.
He was dressed more like Adon from Alpha. But
nice one.
He was trying to do a kickboxer thing. Then 2 weeks later, they let him go.
Yay.
That reminds me, also on the last show before WrestleMania, we are going to do something special.
Oh?
Does it involve punch and pie?
Just for you.
Yes. No. What's going to happen is every one of us is going to make up a list of the top 10 people who I think are going to get released via spring cleaning.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know what my short list is.
I've already got a couple of names.
I do too, and Jeff Hardy's at the top of my list.
Is it the people we think are going to get released, or the people we want to get released?
People we think are going to get released.
Okay.
So, okay, I got to take Randy Orton off mine.
That is not surprising.
Question, we mean via spring release. We mean they'll be released by when?
When they have their spring cleaning.
Which will probably be April-ish, May-ish.
April,
okay.
Between April and May, you know, right before the next Diva, right before the next Waste of Talent search gets on the air.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Waste of Talent search. Hey, as much as we badmouth the Waste of Talent search, it is responsible for Maria.
This is true.
Yes, but then again, it's also responsible for the tranny.
Who?
You don't go to WrestleCrab too much, do you?
No, you mean the legitimate female that looks like a female, not a tranny?
Oh. Ashley.
Dude, I hound real crap. That is a legitimate female. You want a tranny? I'll show you a tranny.
I know a couple tranny friends.
I've had this argument with somebody on the Onslaught boards, which are unfortunately now gone. I just feel that is, you know, yes, it's brought us in some good talent. You know, we got Maria, who, by the way, didn't win a Diva Search.
Exactly.
The winners, Ashley is injury prone. Layla is dancing. Christy was willing to learn, but they let her go anyway.
And she then learned and is actually doing quite well at TNA. Actually just won a match.
That doesn't count. She used a freaking guitar.
Let her dream.
She's channeling her inner honky-tonk, man.
So I'm just saying, you know, the people that they're lavishing the money on, they're not really getting any good returns on. It seems like, and my other objection is the fact that this is supposed to be a competition and the winner gets a contract, but then they go back and say, hey, we like you, we like you, we like you, we like you. Well, what's the freaking point of the competition then?
Right.
Ratings. Wait a minute.
Give away $250,000 for no reason at all?
I don't think they win that much anymore. I think Layla and whoever the fuck won last year only got, like, surprisingly only $100,000.
Yeah, $100,000.
Yeah.
That'd be surprising. Aw, Muffin!
Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. You have no...
And
while I sit in the corner and lament Ace Steel not getting called up. But I never thought he would anyway.
Uh-huh.
Ace Steel is gone.
I know.
And it hurts.
And we also have... we should probably see Atlas DeBone.
Atlas will probably get called up. I'm hoping Colt and Matt Sydal get called up.
I've been hoping Colt get called up for about a year.
he didn't even indicate how close he was when I spoke to him at the last OVW show. He and Matt worked. They just wanted to be called up. In fact, they didn't care what kind of gimmick they threw at him. And we were making jokes, you know, Gilligan and Skipper, Batman and Robin, you know, do you guys want to be called up as a tag team? They probably would have done Il Cartographer and the Gardener if they could get away with it.
Yes! Il Cartographer! You're making the map, Il Cartographer! You ain't taking no crap, Il Cartographer!
Hey!
Somebody I would have had on my list who's already gotten canned was Silas Young, who they signed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, even I went, they signed Silas Young to a developmental deal? I haven't seen any Silas Young, so I can't say.
Oh, by the way,
I got
if you're going to do a Omsky tag team,
mm-hmm.
It has to be one of the two teams. The Wild Vacationers.
Yes. No, they would do the face paint connection.
Yes, face paint connection. But where would you find Mr. Chitayama?
Mr. Chitayama.
I got it.
Who?
The random agent that I had for the Diva search.
Hmm.
Mrs. Chitayama.
Oh, Lana Yada. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Give
Lana
Yada something to do.
Yeah.
Something other than attempting to interview people.
But one of them has to talk like Strong Mad. And Colt would jump on that one.
Colt would do it in a heartbeat, in a fraction of a heartbeat. He'd do it with a smile on his face. And then we'd get him a banana hammock, right, Trista?
Banana hammock?
Oh, God. Oh, that's... And D2 and Lucas are thinking, Colt Cabana and a banana hammock? What the heck?
I was.
Well, sorry, neither of you.
I only listened to that show where that was mentioned. Yeah.
And I still did. I did not draw the poster, and I am ashamed. Actually, they would have taken it.
They would have taken it from you as soon as you walked in the vicinity of the building.
Anyways,
what was I going to say? Trista, you're going to take my gold star away now. The Briscoes lost to Black and Matthews. There goes some of our points.
How many points?
Only 4, so not too bad.
Have half a star.
Yay!
And that other half goes to charity.
Actually, it goes to me.
It's going to go to her Tyler Black Stalking Foundation.
It goes to my shrine I have of him in my room.
I don't,
I'm not surprised.
Lucas and D2, what's creepier? Trista's officiation with Tyler Black or Helga's officiation with Arnold? You guys didn't watch Hey Arnold, did you?
No, I did see Hey Arnold. Just because Trista would probably threaten me over Facebook in about 7 seconds, I'll say Helga Hey Arnold.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy when she did a big wad of chewing gum and made his head.
Are you writing this down, Trista?
I'm like 5 steps ahead of that.
It's already done, kids.
Right.
It was done long ago.
Okay. I'm moving right forward. For a second, I have an idea.
Okay.
Somebody who does a really vicious uppercut.
Nigel.
No.
Dragon.
Robert.
Yes, Trista?
Is D muted?
No, he's not muted.
Because he got dropped and now he can't, like, I can't hear him because he says he's talking right now.
You got dropped?
Yeah.
Lucas, are you still here?
Yes.
D2? Nikki?
I'm here.
I guess D2 must have ran out of power or something, plus the switchboard's gone.
He can hear us.
But we can't hear him.
Yeah.
I didn't mute him.
Send up some smoke signals, D2.
He's yelling over on his phone right now.
Anyways,
la 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 la, I can't hear you, D2. La 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 la.
Anyways, you know who I'm thinking about?
Who?
Claudio Castagnoli.
Hey!
I met him.
I have not had the luck. Had such luck.
I haven't met anybody yet.
Nikki, oh my God. Claudio.
Oh.
Smells amazing.
And plus, you know what?
Mm.
Hey!
And he is, like, a giant. Like, I'm 5'10", and I went up maybe a little under his shoulder.
Okay, so he's got the height for the character, too, because Sagat's not exactly short.
Wait,
no.
Oh, my God, he is amazing. My friend took me to wrestling shows last year. She went because I'm paying for a ticket, and she was like, Alex Shelley's cute enough, so she came with us. And now she has, like, the biggest crush on Claudio. Like, he is amazingly gorgeous. Like, oh my God, I can't even describe it. Like,
don't you have a picture with Claudio?
I do have a picture of me and Claudio. He signed my shirt. He's so cute. Oh,
I want to know where you got that Man Up and Grow a Pair shirt.
My friend made it for me for my birthday.
Really? So just like the Shelley shirt, we have people making us custom shirts.
Well, because I was having guy
problems a little bit last year, and then I was getting so pissed off at him. Like, I just want him to, like, man, the fuck up and grow a pair. And my friend got me that shirt for my birthday, so I wore it to the UWA show. And then Claudio said, like, this is what a Briscoe shirt is. And he said it was, like, that really sexy accent he has. I was like, no, my friend made it, I swear. He was like, oh, all right. And then he signed it, and I'm like, can I get a picture with you for my birthday? And he's like, sure. And then he, like, did, like, that sexy pose. He was like, have a good birthday. And I'm like, oh, totally. So that's my Claudio story. I met so many people that night. Oh, Lucas, you have to come to UWA shows.
Actually, my brother's, I showed him when he had the clip up from when he had, just before they came back. He's really keen on it, so he wants to go down to one.
Oh, UWA is amazing. And one night, I met Claudio, Sarah Del Rey.
Stop!
Sanjay Dutt and Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon still wrestling?
Yeah, he came. He just did it. Him and Liger came over last year for a couple of shows.
They did Corymon versus UWA.
Him and Liger team against Machine Guns?
Oh, did they ever?
Jealousy.
I was like
jealousy.
Oh yeah.
Dog on it.
Be jealous. It was such a good time. Lucas, did you ever listen to Project Wise?
Nikki, don't be jealous. You get to bounce a quarter off of John Morrison's abs. Remember, that's your prize for winning the thing.
Lucas?
Yes?
I need that in writing, I need that in writing. So I can hand it to him the next time I see him.
And, by the way, that's the grand prize. The actual award is the Observer Davey Meltzer Award.
Which is a bronzed, wadded-up piece of paper.
Shoved into a guy's mouth by Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Job of the week on WrestleCrap.com. But back to Trista's question about Project Wise.
Listen to them?
Oh, maybe a long time ago. Why?
Yeah. Okay, my friend and I were obsessed with them in high school. And you remember Yaz, the one that always wore the hat?
Yeah.
He sat in front of us at the UWA show.
What?!
Yeah, so I got to meet him, too.
I didn't, because I was just taking a look here on the amazing website Wikipedia. I didn't even know they originally formed in near my neck of the woods, Sudbury.
Yeah, like, he was right in front of us, and imagine my friend, like, dude. And she's like, what, right? Because she's trying to watch a match. And I'm like, yo, you're from Project Wise in front of us. She goes, why? Because he has a red hat on and it's backwards? I'm like, no, I swear to God, it's him. And then I'm like, ask him. And she goes, I'm not asking him. So I'm like, fine, whatever. And then
and then
what happened was, it was intermission, and he's just standing there with, like, his friend, and he's talking to him. And I go, ask him. And she's like, I'm not asking him, because she can't approach strangers, right? And she goes, you do it. And I go, fine. And she's like, I don't mean that. And I'm like, it's too late. So I go out to him, I tap him on his shoulder, he turns around, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's from Project Wise. And he gives me the biggest hug, and he's like, yeah. honest to God, it went from, you are my favorite band in high school, to, I can't believe we're in the same building as Ultimo and Liger in 10 seconds. Like, he loves wrestling so much. He was so down to earth. He was, like, the coolest guy to talk to. It was his first UWA show, and he was like, what's the history? I've never been here before. And I'm like, oh, my God. It was, like, the coolest experience ever, and he wished me a happy birthday, too. Everyone did. It was a good time, except Ultimo. I don't think he can speak English that well.
All right. And by the way, we have one more Street Fighter character.
Okay.
Right.
Bison.
Well, no, Morgan's still too young for that part.
Give me a second while I look him up.
Although, I'm going to make you laugh, Mr. Seidelman.
All right.
We need somebody with size.
Uh-huh.
We need somebody with agility.
Uh-huh.
We need somebody willing to be evil.
Uh-huh.
I vote Hernandez.
I think you have a winner.
No,
you do not have a winner.
I do not have a winner.
No, Hernandez is T-Hawk.
You're right. No, that would be better. If Morgan can't do Sagat, is he big enough to be Bison?
No, because Bison's smaller.
No, that's true. Bison's not that tall. If Sarge was in shape, I'd almost throw it at him, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I got a good one.
All right.
gray hair for it. Spicer and has known to have been really evil in the past. And also has the size for it.
All right.
Austin Aries.
No. This is true, but he's missing Pimpin' Aries' beard.
Oh, what about Roger Strong?
Strong looks 15. He can't do it.
Oh, come on, Austin. Roderick Strong has the best promo skills in the business today.
Oh, you're not.
He looks 15.
This is true. He is a comic character to me and my buddies who watch ROH back in the Sioux. Oh, man.
Back in the Sioux?
Yes, back home in Sioux St. Marie, we have about a group of people who watch ROH religiously.
I don't know anyone that watches ROH. One guy at school saw me in my ROH hoodie, and he's like, oh, you like that stuff? And I was like, yeah, and then, like, that was it.
I did have the honor of meeting Roderick Strong at the one Ring of Honor show I attended.
That's
and cool. People didn't believe me when I told them that he was a wrestler. They thought I went to some developmental to get a picture of him.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, Survival of the Fittest 2006, look for Nikki Hayman. She is there. Jimmy Jacobs almost falls in her lap.
No, that was Seidel or Delirious. That was the main event.
Yeah, Matt Seidel falls in
buddy of mine has that show here at the college. I might be able to see that in the upcoming future.
Actually, for those of you who subscribe to my blog, go look up my Ring of Honor blog about it, and you'll see a picture. The right into your living room shot of Seidel midair and Delirious ready to catch him. Delirious is standing on our side of the fence.
Brilliant. We'll have to do a show when I come back from when I go to the ROH after I come back with me and a lack of voice.
And you with Alex Shelley being handcuffed.
No, it'll just be me getting handcuffed out of the building. Screaming, Alex, ah!
No, you know who would do that? The 14-year-old guy who was on Maid.
The 14-year-old guy who was on
Maid. Oh, the kid that was actually, the kid that they were trying to make.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about now.
We don't get MTV.
Yes, we don't, no. We get MTV Canada, but no. Did have the Mars Volta on the other week. I almost had a heart attack.
What was that?
The Mars Volta was doing a live show on MTV on Friday morning. My brother comes in my room and goes, you better turn on the TV right now. Why is the Mars Volta on?
Why are they? They're not still alive, are they? Because they weren't very good.
Mars Volta has just put out a new album.
They're not very good.
I'm taking back your half gold star.
Oh!
You're not allowed. Because that gold star was originally mine in the first place. I gave it to you.
Let me go find. I'm looking for my blog. Hang on.
By the way, you know who I want to see in concert? New band in concert.
Who's that?
To ever actually make it to Washington? Actually, three bands.
Okay.
Muse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dresden Dolls.
Ooh.
Who actually was supposed to do a concert in Seattle, but they pulled out.
Yeah.
Amanda Palmer had some mental issues, and they said, "No, we gotta tell these people that we can't make it anymore. Keep the money, and let's go home."
Here we go.
And who's the other one?
There's the picture.
New band I want to see: Coheed and Cambria.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Just so I can kidnap Claudio, tie him up, send him express mail. To Tony.
That would make a fine episode of the WrestleCrap Musical Showcase.
Yes.
What was I going to say? I'm hoping to go see, concert-wise, Radiohead this summer.
Nice. Oh, and on that note, I am trying to get Tony to do the show next week.
The show?
The music show. I really want to get Tony back on doing the music show. It's been a while since we did a music show.
It's been a very long time.
With Tony.
Whoops.
I did a radio show a week ago, and that was with Captain Skyhawk. By the way, I got a a couple of new games last week, and one of them was the NES version of Shinobi.
I got the new Super Smash Bros.
Yes, but he's got one of the rare Tengen games.
And by the way, I don't get why Solid Snake's in the game. In the new game.
Couldn't tell you.
Who cares? Mr. Game & Watch is back, and that's all that matters.
No. Ganondorf is back.
This is true, but I am mentally retarded and play as characters that most people would never choose, like Mr. Game & Watch.
I'm like Bowser.
I've not had the honor of playing this game.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl?
Don't know anybody around here with a system to play it on.
The new Super Smash Bros. Game is like my crack.
By the way, I want to get a GameCube later on in Super Smash Bros. Melee. So I could just own everybody with Ganondorf like I usually do.
I haven't played. My brother got it just before I left to come back here. So when I come back down at the end of the year, I'm going to get destroyed massively. Want to see a man lose in 27 seconds? Come visit.
Ouch.
Oh, I just thought of a really mean joke, but it was two people that I like, so I'm not going to say it. Some people are going to be like, you don't love them anymore. So.
By the way, you know, one of my favorite video game characters of all time is actually in that game as a boss.
Oh,
Sonic?
Ridley. The guy from Metroid.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite characters in there is an assist trophy from my all-time favorite NES game.
Who is it?
The Excite Bike Biker.
Yay!
The Excite Biker.
At first, my brother told me, okay, Excite Bike guy's getting in the game. What? No, Excite Bike guy's an assist trophy. I cried.
You know what? Who needs to be in that game? Little Mac needs to be in that game.
He is in the game. Has an assist trophy, but...
No. He needs to be actually in the game. You know what he could do? He gets his smash. He transforms. He goes all the way to the back of the screen. And you know who comes out?
Lucha Man! Oh, wait.
No, either one of three guys. Bald Bull. Super Macho Man, yeah. Nikki's right for the super uppercuts. I'm just trying to... Now, here, we could do five people, and it could be really random.
Mm-hmm.
Super Macho Man will... His punches will go three ways and will knock everybody out. But you can jump over him, though. Bald Bull. Mr. Sandman. We need to do, how about you grab somebody from, Super Punch Out? What about...
I was going to say, you're not going to get, Mike in there, because...
No, legal issues.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Nick Bruiser. The Bruiser Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And both of them just do straight punches, go like, bro!
And then you bring out Referee Mario.
No. The fifth character, Glass Joe.
Yes!
Yay!
And only does like 15 damage. And then Little Mac comes back.
He just goes flying off the screen.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again. Or he flies into the screen, slams into it, and slides off.
Yeah. You just gotta love Punch-Out. It's one of the best games known to man.
I was never very good at it myself.
Oh, by the way, they made a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
To the original Punch-Out.
Right.
It's originally titled Mike Tyson's Intergalactic Power Punch.
So is it a game or a drink?
No, it's an actual game.
When did it come out?
Mike Tyson, they got in legal trouble, so Nintendo dropped the game altogether.
Okay, so it was probably like 91, 92 then.
It came out in 92, but then then American Video Entertainment got it from Nintendo as an unlicensed game, and it became Power Punch 2. And it's one of the worst games known to man.
As Nintendo saves themselves from it.
Yeah, they found out how bad it was after a playthrough, and they thought, nope, done. Let's see, they also dropped the ball when they didn't add Mega Man in for the third game in a row.
He's got to be in there somewhere, and I'm sure Capcom would be happy to loan him.
Instead, Konami got the honors and they gave him Snake.
So when Snake walks out on the screen, does everybody get the big red exclamation point over their heads?
I wish.
He hides in a box. That's exciting.
Huh?
He has his box as a taunt.
Yep.
Then the exclamation point comes up. Then he pops out and shoots you.
That's his smash move. Rocket launcher from an airplane.
That's cheating. He called it an airstrike.
No, he's got the rocket launcher on him and he's in an airplane.
Oh, okay.
And you know who has the most useless smash move?
Yoshi?
No, King Dedede.
What do you expect? He's a penguin in a robe.
No, he just dances around and now falls down Weedledees and Weedledoos.
And Gordos.
Oh, right, and Gordos.
The most insane one has to be Luigi's.
What's Luigi's?
The negative zone. He dances around like this, and everyone gets bars on their heads, takes rapid damage, gets all the status ailments you could possibly get, and then when it's all said and done, when you move, just hit B up, and then he automatically, like, dumps him out. He dances around as if he's high or something.
That man is the most intense person I've ever heard talking in my life. Give him a trophy.
Give him a cookie.
No, I'm afraid if I give him a cookie, he'll be even more hyper. By the way, that's my brother, Garrett.
Hello, Garrett. Just so you guys know, Trista told me to inform you that her battery has died.
Oh, okay.
So I'm passing that message along to the kids out there.
Yes. Garrett, unfortunately, the best Canadian in the world, her battery died. Best Canadian
Luke?
In the world? Yes, Trista, you are the best Canadian in the world.
Luke, rebuttal?
I'll take 1.5.
Okay.
And a half.
Okay, you got it. 1.5 and a half. Oh, yeah. I forget Samus' new smash move. She fires a gigantic energy cannon, sort of like the hyper beam from Super Metroid.
Okay.
And after she fires that off, out she goes, and then it's Zero Suit Samus. You know, like Metroid Zero Mission?
Mm-hmm.
So, you actually get to see Samus' face in the game.
And her bikini?
No.
In
her Zero Mission suit.
Okay.
In her Zero suit, which is no armor whatsoever. It's this blue... You actually saw pieces of it in Fusion.
Okay.
But now you actually get to see the entire suit. And by the way, I just found out something.
Hmm.
Which I find pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Metroid series is actually, almost all of it's linear. In some way, shape, or form.
Hmm.
Metroid?
How rare.
Metroid 2? Super Metroid is Metroid 3. Fusion is Metroid 4. And then they admit Zero Mission is a revitalized version of Metroid 1. Then Prime is completely different canon.
Okay.
Because it's kind of impossible where to make it fit.
And then there's Metroid Prime 2 Echoes.
No, that's a different canon, Garrett. Metroid Prime, Prime 2, Prime 3, Prime Pinball, Prime Hunters.
Prime Pinball?
In the storyline of Metroid Prime, it would be Metroid Prime, Metroid Prime Hunters, Metroid Prime 2 Echoes.
And then 3 Corruption. Good call, Garrett. Right. Garrett is more of the newer game expert. I'm more of the classic game expert.
I'm more of the sports game roster update expert, as the kids say.
Oh, by the way, Nikki, you'll love this new Bogart video.
Really? And what is he covering?
All-Pro Football 2K8 versus Madden NFL. Hold on. Okay, so maybe it was a little presumptuous for me to compare ESPN NFL 2K5 to the Xbox version of Madden NFL 2016 as literally a roster update of the 06 model. So let's even the playing field. Let's put the current versions of the competing franchise together and decide which one is better. he puts decide from a graphical typo from Star Trek V.
Gotcha.
Yes, he does have a PS3.
I'm not surprised. Although for game expertise, I am I'm pretty much what you can talk to about pre-NES video gaming. I know a bunch about Atari and Television Coleco, the video game crash of '84. Some of the gory details of what happened to Atari during that crash.
Right.
And how 30 days could have changed history, and that Atari would have been up here fighting with Sony and Microsoft instead of Nintendo.
By the way, remember the Atari 7800?
I have a working one.
You have a working Atari 7800?
Yes, I do.
Buddy of mine here has a Jaguar.
I owned a Jaguar.
I wanted a Jaguar just for Tempest.
I played Tempest. I played Alien vs. Predator. I also had the Turbo Graphics.
That was one I didn't get my hands on. And same with the Jaguar.
And here's what pissed me off. It was Saturday, I want to say December 14th, 1996. I was playing the TurboGrafx. I was playing this Zelda knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quite remember the name. But it was a big Zelda knockoff.
Right.
I was playing the game, turned off the machine, save the game, turn off the machine, and put in Bonk's Revenge, which I had done incredibly well at. I got to the final boss, and then, hold on, let me try to get the names right. Garrett knows the names. Was it Matt and Emily, Garrett, who stopped by that day?
Matt and Emily?
Yeah. I was playing the TurboGrafx, got to the last level of Bonk's Revenge.
Could you guys excuse me just one moment? I've got a call ringing in. I'll be right back.
All right.
No worries.
But you can't call back in. Oh. Well, Lucas, the thing was, I was playing the game, got to the final boss, and one of them hit the machine.
Oh, no.
And you know what happened?
Killed the machine.
Yeah, broke the machine.
Oh, no.
The machine died. Unplayable ever again. I was so...
Somebody scared. Died, didn't they?
No. However, Matthew's only about 15. He's got to wear a colostomy bag. So, karma.
No, I had the honor of playing a Jaguar when I was still working at the game store. It had come out during that time. We would sit there. They would put Tempest 2000 in, and they would just hand me the controller, and I could go to town on it. I didn't like the original Tempest, but the music of this game kind of had an Iron Eagle effect, where I could just sit there and play the game all day.
You know what's amazing?
What's amazing?
When I was playing Soul Calibur 3, it's sort of like a curse that's placed on whoever. From what I know, the curse that's placed on the game that whoever defeats Night Terror, bad things happen to them in the first week that they beat it.
Mm-hmm.
To Jeremy, he just lost all the data that he had for beating Night Terror.
And what happened to you?
Deverick wasn't allowed in the house anymore.
And Garrett, that was his fault, not yours. So, just, it was a blessing, not a curse.
You made it.
And also to the sanity of everybody here.
Hmm.
Oh, Deverick was tearing up property after I kicked him out.
Ah.
You were actually going to give him a second chance, but the apartment complex cut you off.
Oh, and Garrett, you saw the hit that his mom laid on him after I told him what he was doing. She just whapped him. She's like, poof! Just whapped him completely, broke his glasses.
Beautiful.
Oh, he was calling everybody, including me, gay, queer, faggot, you know, the basic slurs.
Mm.
Did you have most of all that he called everyone on the American flaggy?
However, it is confirmed that Ice was a lesbian, so he was right on that one.
Let's see. I'm guessing everybody we have here is at least video game fans from around the time of the 16-bit wars.
I was a fan from the 8-bit wars.
16-bit, yeah.
Okay. No, the reason I speak of that specific time period is because of something that I've come across.
Oh, God, that one was bad. Say that again, Nikki. My brother was talking over you.
Okay. There's a guy out on Newgrounds, and his stuff is leaked over to YouTube, of a Fanimation that he's built that takes Super Mario Brothers, Sonic the Hedgehog, and a generous dose of anime fighting action, and has created his own series.
I saw that.
What's it called?
It's called Super Mario Brothers Z.
Okay, yes, my brother's a big fan of that, actually.
When is all of Episode 7 going to come out? The first 10 minutes is floating around. I haven't seen anything new.
By the way, you know what I would truly love to see?
Hmm.
By the way, you know what I love watching on YouTube? Any of you guys heard of a fighting generator called Mugen?
I know of it. I've never played it.
Lucas?
What was it again?
Mugen.
I've heard of it. I think a buddy of mine had it back when I was in the Sioux.
Go on YouTube. You could put in pop culture people. Fighters from other places.
Mm-hmm.
They even got wrestlers on there. Batista, John Cena. It's just beautiful.
That I gotta see, because I've seen some of the goofier ones. I saw a Mugen battle with Fat Albert.
I got Homer Simpson versus Peter Griffin.
Nice. Well, I've been on for almost 2 hours. Yay! So I'm going to head it off for this evening. Are we doing a show next week or no?
Yes, there'll be a show next week.
Okay. I won't be on because, like I said, my folks are coming in. We're looking at a place I might be renting out next year, so. But I probably will be on.
Where do you live, Lucas, in Canada?
For college, I'm going to North Bay, which is about 3 hours north of Toronto.
Okay.
And where do you reside currently?
Well, North Bay right now for college. And when I'm back in the summer, I live in Sault Ste. Marie, which is 5.5 hours from Detroit.
Okay.
Nice. All right, well, talk to you later. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks, Lucas?
Yeah, I'll probably make an appearance at least for the WrestleMania extravaganza.
Yes, you're around the horn show, too.
Ah, yes, where I get my rightful victory.
We'll see about that.
Yes, as...
If I can introduce this to Dan Chanoff as the panel, I'll be happy.
Say that again?
If I can introduce as the Dan Chanoff of the panel, I'll be quite happy.
I'll probably just introduce you as the Brad Reagans of the panel.
Yes. Anywho, I'm going to head off. Pleasure talking to you guys again, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace out, Lucas.
Later, man.
See ya.
Well, it's down to just you and just me.
I said, yeah, we lost you too, and Trista's phone died. Yeah, I think we better call it. And my best friend was trying to get a hold of me here a few minutes ago, so I better call her back.
Right. So let's get out of here then.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Nikki. I'm Taz. You're not. Peace.
Good night.
ECW. ECW.
ECW. ECW. Oh wait.
Say goodnight, Nikki. Two shows in a row, she blows the joke.